right, greetings to you all once again in the name of the Most High. Greet you one and all amidst all that's taking place upon the earth at such a time as this. And I greet you with, in the midst of our decisions, our choices, the reality of what's real and the lies being exposed all over the world. As the frequencies change, you know, a lot of the things that are happening right now around the world that are coming apart, what you're seeing is systems failing, systems falling, that used to be the way that everything was, and now it's not. It doesn't work anymore because the systems are coming apart with the frequency changes as well that are taking place. As we're in this time of change, as we're in this time of flux, as we're in this time where things are no longer what they once were, you continue to persist in the truth. You continue to go forward in what you know to be real. And, you know, the reality of truth is that truth does divide. As much as everybody wants to make things nice and palpable for each other, the reason truth divides is the truth remains consistent. But what happens is people within themselves make a decision if they want to align with the truth or if they want to depart from it. If they choose to align with the truth, they see the benefit of that truth in their life and in their world. If they choose to depart from the truth, then what ends up happening is they get in themselves the consequences for breaking from the truth and holding on to a lie. Because, here's the truth. You reap what you sow. Whatever spiritual discipline you may have in the world that seems to be a construct that's shared throughout is that people reap what they sow. You can call it different things, but that's the reality of what it is. And this is the reason why it's worth sowing good things, because then you get a harvest of good things. You reap good things. When you sow bad things, when you sow lies, you reap lies. When you sow division, you reap division. When you sow greed and destruction, what do you think you're going to reap? So, there's people that think that they can bypass that. And there are groups that have tried to scapegoat that onto others. But there's a point where this will come back. And when it comes back hard. This is why you make a decision and a choice within yourself to align with truth. And then apply the realities of the truth that you know to be true, and you see the benefit of it in your life and in your world. So, being honest, having integrity, doing things with clean hands and open heart, having honor in the way that you connect with and do what you do. Do what you do not because anyone else is going to look at it or because of the way that you'd be perceived by doing it. Do it because it's the right thing. Do the same thing if people were watching or if they weren't watching. Do the same thing. Because then you're doing it for the rightness of the action. Yeah, but we're in this incredible time right now around the world. Systems are falling and failing. But now, here's the thing. I want you to also realize it's the systems that are failing. The sun's still shining. The plants still grow. There's still water all over the planet. There's a lot of things that are still there. What's coming apart is these systems that used to be the way that they would harvest all of the people, but those systems now are falling apart. And what is coming up is the need for replacement systems for all of those things to take care of the needs of one another. And so those are the kind of things that we should all be working on, is how do we take care of the needs of one another at a time when all of these other things are going to be coming apart, falling apart. So when we start looking at that, we start seeing, okay, well, let's start with the foundational levels of what has to be taken care of. Well, I mean, basic foundational levels of survival for most people: food, water, clothing, shelter, medical, right? You know, you've got to, those are essential things that keep you going. And so this is why when people don't have water for 3 days, you know, they can't survive. You need that in your body. If they don't have food for a couple of weeks, you know, you can function for a bit on some reduced calories, but, you know, you need to be able to eat, by and large. Some people have trained their body with fasting, and, you know, they're a little better than others, but by and large, people need calories to survive. They require that. So, you know, we have basic human needs, and those are the kind of things when you see historically when there's been disruptions, like, for example, in wars. Well, in wars, the most of the people that die, they don't die from bullets. They don't die from bombs. They die from breakdowns in logistics chains and polluted water, starving to death, not being able to get medical treatment. You know, they die from systems failures that are around them. So, you know, all this stuff actually can be solved. All this stuff can be taken care of. Humanity has the capability, and this is from what my own, this isn't just an opinion, this is like looking at it as is. I firmly believe we could triple the population of this planet. And if we just applied what we already have access to and already know, we could take care of every person on this planet at a better level than people have ever imagined in our history. But we have to manage things a different way. We have to have a different motivation behind what we do and why we do it. But, you know, when you go around this world, there's tons of space. There's so much underutilization. And then there's a lot of tremendous resources that are there that we just don't use properly. At the same time, you know, there's so many contradictions. You know, people are talking about, you know, renewable energy, renewable fuels, you know, and all the thing about going green. And yet they're all own bitcoins, which, you know, requires tremendous amounts of energy to mine and to perpetuate, to reinforce that blockchain. So people are putting in tons of resource into mining for just one purpose. Now, to have that immutable ledger, but talk about an overbuild. Talk about you know, I mean, using a cannon for a job that it could be done with a BB gun. You know, you can have an immutable ledger that's very, very powerful and does the job without this level of power consumption. And this level of power consumption, at the same time that you got countries like Sri Lanka, where people are sitting in the dark for half the day because there's no power grid that's functional. This kind of power consumption, when you see the contradiction. You know, people talk about electric vehicles, they talk about solar power. Well, nobody talks about battery storage. Because for one EV, for one Tesla, it's about 500,000 pounds of earth that have to be moved around to get the battery for that one vehicle. The battery for that one vehicle gets depleted quite quickly. If you look at it in a scale of time, for sure it runs out sooner than a properly formed, a properly structured engine. And at the close of it too, you got to dispose of it. So it's going to be you know, for the state of California, it's about $10 trillion to be able to put in place the number of, just for the existing demand, battery storage that would be required to be able to support the demand there. So anyways, you know, we got to look for solutions, but we got to look for practical and pragmatic solutions for all of these things. So, Yep. So in everything that we're looking at, this is the time to be putting those solutions together, and taking care of each and every one of us, you know, that wants to be part of that. Because when we start coming together, when the people start coming together, and we start actually working on the answers, that's when we're going to see tremendous things. We don't have to be in their system. We don't have to. You know, we can actually choose to be and to create completely new things, because the power is with us, not with them. So just want to encourage you all today. There's a lot happening, a lot going on, a lot taking place. And look to be part of the solutions. Look to be part of the answers. Don't waste your time and your energy and your effort in all of the problems, because you know there's a lot of things, there's a lot of problems that everybody's focusing on, and you can spend all your time and energy in that, or you can put your energy into working on the solutions. And when you work on the solutions, you're going to find the answers. When you work on the problems, or when you just focus all your time and your energy on the problems, that's all you're going to see. All right? So I'm just encouraging you, focus on the solutions, put your energy there. And the other thing is, take a bit of action. When you do something, whatever that may be, whatever that action may be, when you do something in the line of an action towards the answer, things move, things change. You know, action is the way that you communicate what you truly desire. You know, not your words. Your words can express it, but your actions will be what manifests it. Because when you take an action, now you're moving in the direction of what you truly believe. All right. Bless y'all. Love you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.